Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the broadcast for September the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go quickly to an audio. It's very long, an audio file, and then Dr. Bradley is going to break this down with me. Dr. Scott Bradley with us. FreedomsRisingSun.com is his website. Ammon Bundy did an incredible video, why the Pride Movement is so strong in Idaho. Here it is.
So many people are very concerned about what's happening this weekend here in Boise, in Idaho, with the Boise Pride Festival. Even the Idaho Republican Party did a call to action to call the sponsors of the Boise Pride Festival and get them to withdraw their sponsorships. Now, I have some information that I think is really going to shed some light on what is happening, why the Boise Pride Festival is so strong here, who is supporting it, and where is it getting its roots and its sponsorship from? Well, this list from the Idaho Republican Party lists several companies and organizations that are sponsoring the Boise Pride Festival. And the top of the list is IACI, which is Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry. We look down here a little bit. We got Clearwater. We got Blue Cross of Idaho, Micron. We got St. Luke's Hospital. We have Simplot. And there's others. Now, if you go to the Boise Pride Festival website, you can also look at the sponsors. And they're the same sponsors that Idaho Republican Party wants you to call and ask them to withdraw. And we have, and others. So you look here, you got St. Luke's, Simplot, Micron. You've got Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas, Holland and Hart, and very similar list. Now, let's go back to IACI, because that's the top of the list here. Let's go back to IACI, and let's go to their website. They say, this is Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, and they say since 1974, IDEACI has been Idaho's most effective business lobby. They brag that they're an important and influential force in Idaho's politics. So they're a pretty powerful group of businesses and people. And let's see who is part of this association. You'll recognize these. Idaho Power, Intermountain Gas Company, Micron, Potlatch, Simplot, St. Luke's Hospital, Blue Cross of Idaho, Clearwater, and others. Well, that's the same list that is sponsoring the Boise Pride Festival, the very same people. Now, let me just tie this together a little bit further. Because Governor Brad Little was the chair of the IACI board. He was the chairman. And IACI has certainly placed Governor Little where he's at today. As governor, Governor Little's chief of staff named Zach Haig, which I think is how you say it, well, he was the vice president of the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry, IACI. He was the vice president. And now he's serving as the chief of staff for Governor Little. And there's many other staff members and associations with Brad Little who had important positions in IACI. Now, remember the sponsors of the Boise Pride Festival and the members of IACI? Well, let's go through some of them. Bayer Healthcare donated to Brad Little's campaign this year. We got Potlatch, donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign. Intermountain Gas Company donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign. J.R. Simplot Company donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign this year. Micron Technology donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign this year. Blue Cross of Idaho donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign this year. Idaho Power donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign this year. Clearwater Paper donated $10,000 to Brad Little's campaign this year. You see a pattern? Now, just as kind of a side note, Governor Little's assistant, her name is Claudia Simplot Nally. Another connection there. Now, let's look at also a sponsor of the Boise Pride Festival. That is a actual government entity, the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare, under the executive direction of Governor Brad Little. In their letter talking about their sponsorship, they say sponsoring events across the state is an opportunity for Department of Health and Welfare to interact and provide public health education and services to diverse communities across Idaho. So that's what their justification is. Well, let's look how much they've donated. Well, in 2021, they've donated $164,000 to Pride groups, festivals in Idaho. You see here, $15,000 to Boise Pride Festival, $20,000 to Boise Pride Festival, $3,000 to Southern Idaho Pride Inc., $20,000 to Boise Pride Festival, $15,000 to Southern Idaho Pride Inc., $10,000 to Southern Idaho Pride Inc., and then $1,000, $3,000, $1,000, $1,000, another $10,000 to Boise Pride Festival. This is taxpayers' dollars going to these Pride festivals. And now I want to...
Ladies and gentlemen, let's stop there. This is taxpayers' dollars, as Ammon Bundy wisely points out. And this is why I have, in writing, endorsed Ammon Bundy for governor of the great state of Idaho. Ladies and gentlemen, he's following the money, a classic, reality check that we always focus on is, hey, when you follow the money, you find out very strange bedfellows, very strange realities. And so this video that Ammon Bundy put out, why the Pride movement is so strong in Idaho, is riveting. And it highlights what's happening all across the country. Now, for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, we kind of felt like, the feds are bad. The general government's really wicked and bad. But by golly, if you get to your city or your county or your state, hey, those guys are the good guys or whatever. You know what? That narrative has blown out of the water over the last several years. People are realizing that is as false as it gets. All the way down to your local tiny city that may be rejecting FOIA requests or grandma requests or, you know, information requests and everything else. They play games, they lie, they cheat, they steal, they rub shoulders with the wrong people. The money trails are just ripe with fraud and strange associations and conflict of interest. So we can go on and on and on. Dr. Bradley, welcome. And on that note, your thoughts.
Well, that's kind of a sour note, actually, Sam. There's so much to talk about with this. There's a kind of a newly coined term, and it is go woke, go broke. And I think this ought to be applied to every single organization that is trying to play this virtue card and how woke they are in regards to these kinds of things. Every one of these big businesses is stroking their social score with these kinds of things. Now, if you play the social score about how you are on these tolerance things, and then you play your card about the how green you are, how interested you are in the carbon footprint, and so on and so forth, all of this is wokeism. And what's really interesting, now you didn't play the Ammon's piece enough, and I know time is of the essence, but I'm here to tell you, Little, when he was a state legislator and the same-sex marriage thing was becoming an issue and it hadn't become a whole issue, he was the only legislator in the state of Idaho that was in favor of same-sex marriage. The only one. And now he's the governor of Idaho. Now, there's been so many whacked-out things that have happened over the last 2.5 years. You would think the people in Idaho would start to awaken themselves to the sense of their awful situation. He was the draconian Wicked Witch of the West, only I don't know what they call them, Wicked Warlock of the West, in terms of the COVID response.
No, now that males can become females, he's a witch.
Okay, you got me. Anyway, yeah, I mean, here he is playing that card every step of the way, and I cannot imagine how Idaho claims.
By the way, the media has been giving him cover all the way, because I guarantee you, you ask 9 out of 10 Idahoans, and they won't know that fact.
You're right there,
guaranteed.
But I'm here to tell you. This, I'm sure you're going to talk about this with Lowell when you get on next hour, but just to say that they had this drag queen event down in Provo, Utah, just off the BYU campus. Holy cow. If people don't think BYU's got a black eye on that one, they ought to think again. And a group called Defending Utah reported on that. And if you haven't seen their expansive reporting, they've got a number of video reportings out on it and everything. The blatant sexualization of little children that were sitting on the front row in a drag queen strip show out in Kiwanis Park, and now they didn't actually strip down to nothing, but here they are going through the motions and all of the gyrations that they go through, strutting their stuff on the stage. Holy Hannah. By the way, I think that helped Boise see that these sponsors had to cancel it.
They canceled it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank heavens. And I am convinced, as is Dr. Bradley, defendingutah.org did a great job at exposing this in Provo. That called a halt in Boise. Gay Pride Festival in Provo, Utah. It's an absolute disgrace.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Scott Bradley, freedomsrisingsun.com is with me. We're discussing this incredible video from Ammon Bundy, why the pride movement is so strong in Idaho, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you right now, Ammon Bundy does a phenomenal job. He literally peels the onion. In the first 6 minutes, he follows all the money, ties it all to Governor Little. And it's true, Governor Little was the only one to promote same-sex marriage. Now he's doubled down in his efforts to back the gay pride agenda. We talked about, Ammon Bundy highlighted, the trail of the money, how all these groups literally have this serious conflict of interest. They're all funding the governor. They're all funding gay pride. They're all, well, Independent Utah did a great job breaking down what happened in Provo and how disastrous the event really was. And so they got them to pull out and stop it in Idaho. And this just shows what good people can do when they shine the light on these things. So I really commend Ammon Bundy, and I really commend the people, Independent Utah, because together they really provided some tremendous reporting that really, in my opinion, exposed a lot of the criminal activity that really is going on, folks. All right? This is really criminal activity. DefendingUtah.org is their website, this Independent Utah group, doing a great job, but they highlight the Gay Pride Festival in Provo last week. DefendingUtah.org is their name. We're going to talk more about that with Lowell. But I want to play more of this video from Ammon Bundy because it really highlights. Listen, in addition to following the money, listen to what's happening. Cam? All right, we're going to try to get this sound bite. Here we go.
Taxpayer dollars going to these pride festivals. And now I want to give you some statistics to kind of bring this home a little bit. Did you know that when children are taken by the state under the Department of Welfare, Department of Health and Welfare, CPS, that they are seven times more likely to go to homosexual foster parents? That's right. When children are taken by the state, they are seven times more likely to go to homosexual foster parents. I just showed you how $164,000 of taxpayers' money is going to pride festivals in Idaho. And also, when people want to be foster parents, they have to go through training, obviously. Well, they are also issued a book for this training, and this training is called something very interesting. This book is called something very interesting. It is called the Pride Book. You see it here, Pride Book. Foster pride, adoption pride. This is what it's called. This is what the Department of Health and Welfare gives the foster parents, the pride book. And then you can see here the contents. Number one is content connecting with pride. Here's the Department of Health and Welfare's website. You go to foster adoption and training. It's titled Pride. And it stands for Parents Resource for Information Development and Education. And it's a 27-hour training. You'll go in there. It says you will be invited to attend Pride after your application is received. At the bottom of this page, it says find out more about Pride training. I do not believe in any way that is a coincidence. Now, just to connect some dots here together, Governor Brad Little was the only state representative to support gay marriage in the 2000s. Remember the gay marriage battle back in the 2000s? Well, Governor Brad Little was the only state representative in Idaho to support gay marriage, the only one to support gay marriage. Now, to connect a couple more dots, St. Luke's Hospital was the number one private beneficiary of the COVID funds, coming directly from Governor Brad Little's office. Now, the number one government entity that received COVID funds from the governor's office was the Department of Health and Welfare. So there's a direct connection there. And as a side note, St. Luke's Hospital is suing me, as you know, and their law firm is Holland & Hart, who's also a sponsor of the Boise Pride Fest. Holland & Hart. Now, they are also Governor Little's attorneys and the state of Idaho's attorneys. So that's a side note. So I can hope you can see here this connection that and why the Pride Festival and why the gay movement is so strong here in Idaho and who is actually funding it and sponsoring it. And much of those funds actually are coming from the taxpayers and also from corporations that you and I use every day that are part of IACI, the Idaho Association of Commerce and Industry.
All right, and I just wanted. So there you have it. Ammon Bundy doing a great job. Not only do you have the filthy lucre when you trace the money, but you have conflicts of interest everywhere. The media providing tremendous cover for Brad Little, for him to one, back that in the first place, then two, to ascend to the governorship of the great state of Idaho. you kind of see the media has been protecting him. I bet you 9 out of 10 Idahoans don't realize Brad Little backed same-sex marriage and now is at the epicenter of the gay pride agenda movement. We're talking about gay, lesbians, bisexuals, transgenders. They've literally woven this into the fabric of the very adoption programs of the state of Idaho, to where now you got to do pride, you know, training. You got to do this doesn't. I don't even know how to say this. This doesn't really have a worse implication or application than we see from Ammon Bundy's video. The more we dig into with the people in Utah highlighting this, we begin to understand, folks. DefendingUtah.org does a similar report highlighting what happened at the Gay Pride Parade, or whatever you want to call it, gay, you know, whatever pride in Provo, Utah. At first, we didn't understand how these things were so corrupt and how it went to your local levels. Now we're starting to see how this is happening. Your local is no better off than your general or your government because they're all tied together with big money, big corporations, in bed with your local politicians, in bed with some of these NGOs or non-governmental organizations, or these organizations that are supposedly private or whatever you want to say. You've got this trifecta of money, a conflict of interest, of back rubbing and whatever you want to call it, to the point where I don't know that we can even unwind this, Dr. Bradley.
You know, there's an old Latin saying, it's qui bono, who benefits? And, you know, you talk, it's kind of an ancient way of saying follow the money. You know, who's going to get their whatever they're looking for out of this thing, power, wealth, fame, prestige, whatever. And this problem is a really, really big problem. Now, here's the issue. As you point out, it's pandemic, epidemic, it's endemic. I mean, everything that's about
this,
it's embedded. It is. Now, here's the deal. Governor Little is set to be reelected by landslide. I mean, he's the popular Republican there in Idaho. Ammon is running for governor, too, as a full disclosure kind of thing, as an independent. Unfortunately so, because he's still in the race. It's interesting to me, though, that the Republican party in Idaho, chaired by Dorothy Moon. I know Dorothy and her husband, Dar, personally fairly well, and they're focused. And what happened was when this gay pride thing came out, the Republican Party in Idaho put out a call to the sponsors, a request that they de-sponsor the program. Now, what happened there with that is it was like, oh, man, the cat's out of the bag, you know. They're showing us the foxes watching the chickens, all that kind of stuff. And so some of the critically important sponsors began to pull their sponsorship. And this Pride movement decided, oh, we're gonna postpone this event. So they put out a piece, and they always spin it this way. The way they always spin it is, in order to make sure and assure the safety of our participants, we are. There's no undertones of threats, and we're the big thing for us is safety. We're going to pull it, and so they always try and, you know, the leftist organizations always try and put a spin on things, about how they're the good guys and everything like that. But I think that the hit birds flutter. These birds have been hit, and they're fluttering, and the feathers are flying. And so they're trying to make it sound like some radical redneck white power kind of group is potentially threatening them. I watched the videos taken by Defending Utah down at it was a drag queen show, and maybe we can talk about that for just a minute after the break. But children were on the front row for mock striptease things by these guys strutting their stuff on the stage, and I think that some of this is being exposed in Idaho.
Liberty Roundtable live in seconds with Dr. Scott Bradley. FreedomsRisingSun.com.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. consumer price inflation showed signs of moderating in August for the second straight month, though the decrease was sporadic across sectors, and it remains unclear whether the slowdown will continue. Gasoline prices fell in August, airfares dropped, and used cars and hotels peaked, while rent increases also gave indications of slowing. We'll know more Tuesday when August Consumer Price Index gets released by the government. Mossad Director David Barnea said at a counterterrorism conference Monday that the Israeli spy agency will continue its operations against Iran even if a nuclear deal is signed with the United States. The Israeli government is officially opposed to the U.S. return to a 2015 nuclear deal. New Zealand is dropping most pandemic restrictions. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Monday. These include the removal of government vaccine mandates on September 26th. International travelers will no longer be required to be vaccinated against COVID or submit results upon arrival. As questions swirl if President Biden will attempt a second term as President of the United States, Gloria Romero on Fox News is the former Democrat leader of the California State Senate. She says Vice President Kamala Harris needs to keep up the thought that Biden is running again.
Because the longer that people can believe that myth, the greater the opportunity is that no other contender like Newsom or Buttigieg or even Hillary Clinton might step into the fray.
Ukrainian forces continued advancing into the Kharkiv region, northern, southern, and eastern flanks. Ukraine's military chief said on Sunday, Russia's forces responded by attacking infrastructure, including power stations, and causing widespread blackouts. Russian nationalists are calling on President Putin to make immediate changes after his troops retreated from most of the Kharkiv region. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, says God, biblically, if you will. Dr. Bradley, I couldn't highlight this more when these people run around and perform and do all these sexual things. I don't understand how these conservatives can sit there and act like it's no big deal. Have they lost their senses? Have they lost all knowledge about God's plan and his prohibition on sexual behavior and his guidance for safety and stability for traditional families?
That's one of the reasons I hate the terms liberal and conservative. They've been co-opted, supposedly, oh, you're a Republican, you're a conservative, or whatever. And that if people have not figured that dynamic out yet, people in Utah run under the R because that's the only way they can win. People in Pennsylvania run under the D. I mean, it's a game. It's a name game. And what's happening here is an exposure. You know, there's been some terms about they get so close to the finish line, they have to run naked to the finish line because there's no other cover for them. And what's happening right now, these individuals are showing their true colors. And if, in fact, people would go look at this Defending Utah piece that was put out, what they covered was not just the pride celebration, so-called homosexual thing. They did a drag queen show.
Expose.
I don't know what else to call it. expose. Yeah, but the thing was, the people that were on stage were a bunch of guys dressed up in skimpy outfits and trench coats and again, prancing all over the stage with gyrations and basically sexually provocative moves. And the little children, they put the little children right up against the stage to watch. Holy cow, people, are we thinking? And all of this sexualization, there was a great effort, an attempt by many people that were involved with this drag show to keep filming from happening there. Their excuse, as always, we can't have anybody showing little children's faces. Well, the idea was, you need to understand, they're playing this to the little children. They're sexualizing these little children. They should never be exposed to these adult kinds of things. And honestly, it's a travesty what is happening. Now, again, I think that was instrumental in helping people like Dorothy Moon, the Republican chair in Boise, to or Idaho anyway, to put out this thing as a Republican request to the donors to withdraw that. Now, whether this will have anything to do with defeating Brad Little in the November election, I don't know. I mean, people are so completely complacent. They become complicit by their complacency, where they facilitate the destruction of the world because they're unwilling to even look at what's going on right now. But maybe it'll help defeat him. I don't know. It would be strange if Ammon ended up winning.
It's almost to where you don't even know how to respond to this, ladies and gentlemen. How have we allowed this to happen? Look, Provo, Utah is supposed to be one of the most conservative cities in one of the most conservative counties where I live, Utah County, in the country. It's predominantly, overwhelmingly Republican. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which has a very strict moral code, is the predominant religion. The school is supposedly one of the most stone-cold sober schools in the country. In other words, it's known as the non-party school. But folks, Provo Pride is taking over. Now listen, they say we are the Provo Pride Council, a non-profit corporation organized to act as a community resource. Yeah. Now think about that. That's why I said NGOs, non-government organizations, are private. Okay, they're promoting this. Okay, they literally have people wearing angel wings that are pro-pride. All right? This is insane.
Sam, the problem is not what they're wearing, it's what they're not wearing.
Well, that's true.
Come on. Come on.
Okay. So, now, the Provo's Gay Pride Festival, I don't even know how to respond to this. How do they let this happen? And I don't see anybody really speaking out much against it. Do you, Dr. Bradley? Well,
no. And again, the absurdity of Utah's entire congressional delegation, every one of the four members of our House of Representatives that at the general level, the federal level, voted in favor of this Respect for Marriage, H.R. 8404. We talked about this, I think it was last Friday. Where they're canonizing the same-sex marriage thing in federal code, and federal lawyers and federal courts will protect that if, in fact, same-sex marriage gets overturned ultimately because of the foolish rulings of the Supreme Court the last few years, the last 9-10 years. And what we see is Republicans, again, anybody that thinks that flag they're waving stands for what America really is needs to do another look. It's principles that need to be stood for. I don't care what color anybody is or what their ethnic origins or what their religion is, anything like that. I judge the principles, whether or not they uphold and sustain what this great nation was founded on. And honestly, the people are going to go, oh, no, that Bradley guy, he's against all of the things that we're for because the founding fathers were bigoted whatevers. No, the principles of Republican form of government. It has nothing to do with the Republican Party. Hopefully and thankfully your audience probably all understands that. that has to do with a representative government that is limited and bounded by the constitutional gates that are put up. And unless and until we go back to that, we're going to continue to see this kind of bizarre behavior. And with Governor Little and his cronies in Idaho, I mean, you say, oh, go woke, go broke. How are you going to get rid of the power company? And their commerce organizations that are there, that have, they go around and they say, oh, we're a good lobbying force to help do good government for business. No, what they're fostering has been captured.
Well, by and these big the corporations get all kinds of special tax breaks to be in your community in the first place. They get special privilege. The lever of government is pulled their direction in the favor of the few at the expense of the many. And that's where the dollars come from. They say, hey, we get a big old tax break. You save us a ton of money. We'll make sure we pay it back in your favorite causes. Thus, Brad Little, favorite causes, same-sex marriage, pro-lesbian, gay, pride, whatever. Now the money's pouring in for that. Then Brad Little pulls down COVID funds and passes it out to the groups and et cetera. This thing is just ripe with filthy lucre. But it shocks me that right in the heart of Provo, Utah, one of the most conservative cities in the nation, and see, they had their first Pride Parade in 2013. And now they're on their fifth Pride Parade they just had. Think about that. They've had five of them already. And they're gaining clout, gaining support. People had their little children there to see this perversion. And it's celebrated and well attended, right? I mean, how many people attended this thing? But I don't see anywhere. I'm looking on the internet the best I can. I don't see anywhere somebody calling a halt to this or blowing the whistle or showing dismay or concern. At all, right?
We're going to have to root out the politicians that think that their tolerance. See, they wear these virtue signaling things. The mask is not the only virtue signaling kind of iconic thing that we use today. I mean, they do these, Black Lives Matter or the Pride flag or the idea that they're going to be more green than somebody else. All of these things are non-sustainable. If you stop and think about it, you know, you talk about sustainability. Nothing that they're doing in this can be sustained. If all of the industry in the world went woke, and they all started, going for electric cars like California or for same-sex marriage, I mean, who's going to propagate the race? Who's going to buy all of their products that they're saying you got to buy? I mean, we're going to be a dying people. I mean, you talk about natural selection and going extinct. I mean, people are trying to do whatever they can, it seems, to destroy everything virtuous, lovely, of good report, and praiseworthy. And they're doing it in the name of tolerance. And, we've got to love everybody. You can love anybody you want. I don't care. But don't make it the policy that destroys liberty and what is natural for God's children to do upon this face of this earth that he created for us. It's just bizarre to me. And we continue down this path. We're going to find out we're on a non-sustainable extinction path.
They had well over 70 booths at the event, ladies and gentlemen. And they say the numbers of participants are not readily available, but in the past they've had more than 5,000 attendees. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Come celebrate the supreme law of the land at Loving Liberty's Constitution Day dinner. Have you ever asked yourself, what's so great about America? Find out with guest speakers Lawrence Reed from Atlanta and Jeff Utch from Tucson, Arizona. We will also be introducing our new podcast, Ask an Immigrant. Join us Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m., located at Liberty Hall, 3677 North 2000 West, Far West, Utah. Get your tickets today at lovingliberty.net. That's lovingliberty.net.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey? Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you stay to the Provo Pride Festival, you will be shocked at the sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. Zions Bank is one of the sponsors. Think about that. It's on the Utah County Historic Courthouse grounds is where it takes place. They want you to become a sponsor, become a vendor, become a volunteer. Okay? Think about that.
By the way, Zions Bank is scary. Zions Bank was a major sponsor in Idaho also. And I think they've withdrawn their sponsorship in the Idaho thing. I mean, it's like you look at what their sponsor, illegal immigration, basically is high on their agenda. It would seem, based on the way they handle their banking things with helping people that have come here illegally get banking. It's just bizarre to me. Go woke, go broke, but nobody knows about it. I mean, maybe somebody's starting to recognize what Disney's doing, and Disney maybe is hemorrhaging in their financial side. I don't know for sure, but they ought to be. The good Americans that care about their kids, for example, and their grooming stuff that goes on. I had some grandkids that saw one of the new Disney things the other day, and they said, holy cow, you got to be kidding me. The undertone that was there for the gayness of it was just bizarre to them. And of course, maybe my kids and grandkids are a little more awake than some of the others might be that go to these things. But it's cutesy and it's acceptable. And holy cow.
Disney is off the rails, ladies and gentlemen, on so many fronts, it's not even funny. But the latest one literally takes the cake, folks. The latest Disney deal is it says this. Disney and FSX air a new demonic series called Little Demon. Now, I don't know if you know about this, Dr. Bradley, but the American Family Association's putting together a petition, ask people to sign off against this. But they literally have a Little Demon movie now, I guess. It's an animated sitcom series.
Satan was the father, and in this thing
you got Satan as the father,
yeah,
and this mother, so I guess a mortal mother and a whatever. Anyway, so 13 years after being impregnated by Satan, I guess the woman and her daughter try to live an ordinary life. Ordinary. The show makes light of the hell and dangers of demonic realm. The commercials literally are having a hard time with it because it's just evil, even in the commercials. So disturbing is the new show. Congressman Mike Johnson and others are absolutely freaking out about this. But again, I don't see that there's really any outcry. I mean, I see it in my email because I'm a follower and involved with the American Family Association. But I don't really see anybody speaking out much about this. Do you?
Well, I don't.
Not really.
And it's, no, I mean, it's just kind of ho-hum. I mean, that's kind of the way society is now. And it's interesting, even if you go to Snopes, I mean, you know, these big tech companies that give cover to everything. If you look at it and say, hey, is this really about Satan and the Antichrist? And the company says, yeah, it's true. But nobody gives a hang. It is so astounding to me. I mean, again, go woke, go broke. If people would start putting their money where their mouth was. And I think really and truly, I mean, it's these big, I don't remember if we talked about this much at all, but I think maybe last Friday we talked about the big Super Bowl ads that are coming up. And so much of that plays to this stuff. And, of course, the Super Bowl, I think, usually is played on the Sabbath, isn't it? Anyway, the idea that we're going to go to, but it's only one Sunday a year. You watched all the other ball games on Sunday, too, you clown. I mean, not you, Sam, but whoever's saying that. The fact of the matter is that we blink, we wink, and we nod. We go right off to sleep again, and we don't seem to care. It is absolutely bizarre to me. And somebody, somewhere, it's the frog in the hot water kind of thing. I mean, I don't know how to put it to get people's attention to say we have got to start living as we think God would have us live. And basically, I think God's a pretty loving God. God wants the best for us. The commandments are to help us be happier. They're not to make us sad or mad or constrain us. All of those kinds of things are guideposts to help us get to the joy that he offers to us. And the people that put a spin on this thing is, oh, yeah, God's a restrictive and hateful and angry and blah, blah, blah. I don't see that at all. I see God being sad and disappointed to the way we're going. This land is to be a land of liberty. It was established as such with, I believe, Jesus Christ is the God of this land. And I believe that if we get to the point as a people that we have offended God to the point, you talk about the wrath of God. I don't know when it'll come down on us. But we can't continue along this Sodom and Gomorrah path and think we're gonna have the endorsement of God. How can he smile on us? How can he be pleased with us? And yet we continue down that path. And there's a lot of good people, a lot of good religious people. And we've talked about how I've traveled this country from when I was a teenager and fell in love with the people in the country and the principles of the country. And so there's much goodness here. And I have always had trust that that's going to prevail. But far too often, this when Disney, when the Super Bowl, when BYU, Brigham Young University, this supposedly religious school, facilitates the destruction of the moral character in the very community that they're centered in, they're a big footprint. They're a big footprint in Provo, Utah. And for them to, again, I...
Well, they're a big footprint in the nation, too, because remember, they lead the Stone Cold Sober. They lead the non-party schools. Okay, they are supposedly a light on a hill to set the standard of, you know, Harvard and all these other groups of the whatever, perversions. But, you know, Brigham Young University and Notre Dame and some of these other religious schools are supposed to be leadership. Now, I get it. We can be kind to those people who believe differently than us, but we don't need to embrace their antics by any stretch of the imagination, Doctor. And this is what they're doing. They're literally promoting it, as far as I can see. I look all over the internet, and I don't really see a word against it. Even their Daily Universe newspaper, you know, says, hey, there's a safe haven for gay and lesbians and bisexuals and transgenders right here in Provo, Utah. They don't have any negative to say about it. They're all in. Leadership at Brigham Young University and alumni and all kinds of people. This is a disgrace, Doctor.
You know, one of the things Defending Utah did with their piece they did on this was they did a walkthrough in the sociology department at Brigham Young University, and they showed a lot of professors' doors with all of the gay pride rainbow flag, all that kind of stuff there, the Black Lives Matter things. I don't know all the nuanced symbols that they had on everything. But they were all a safe haven, virtually all, that for those that wanted to believe like that. The whole
more than a safe haven, though. Hold on. If you're an alumni and you put that up and promote this, you're promoting it with the dollars that you're paid. In other words, you're there because you're paid to teach or to whatever you do. And then if you're promoting this, you're literally virtually in a roundabout way getting paid to promote this and endorse this, right?
You know, when George Washington, his first inaugural address, he talked about the basis of his administration would be public and private morality. And you know, you say, well, are they really different? Well, you know what? You can't do in private and be something in public. I mean, you look at Bill Clinton. You know, Bill Clinton and his little facade of a fling with the intern, and that was a private everything. But the man is a moral scumbag, and I mean, his Jeffrey Epstein connections, and I mean, it's everywhere. Prince Andrew, the Queen's son, he's a what, sixth or seventh from the crown, and Jeffrey Epstein. This stuff is epidemic, pandemic, endemic. It's universal. And George Washington's, go read his inaugural address again. Go read his farewell address. This idea of public and private morality is absolutely essential for a nation to be free and happy. It's the basis of us. If we're not a moral people, in fact, Montesquieu, one of the founding fathers' mentors, if you will, Montesquieu wrote about all the different kinds of government, and republics is which the United States was founded as, and we've long since fallen from that plateau. But he said that if women lose their virtue, the country will lose its constitution. And they can't even define a woman anymore, you know. But Montesquieu's position...
Well, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world is the reality.
That's the thing, and that's what his point was that, you know, the moms are home. They're teaching the little children at their knee. And if the mother has lost her virtue, where is the safe haven to raise another generation? And he says the outcome will be that the nation will lose its constitution. It's astounding to me. And, you know, we just need to wake up, people. And I'm pretty confident that most of your listeners are probably sitting there saying, I do this. I'm okay. I bet they are. I bet they're good people. I think we need to make popular that which is sound and good and unpopular that which is unsound. We need to restore the basis and foundation that made this the greatest, freest, strongest, most happy, most prosperous nation on earth. And that does not happen by moral turpitude, by tawdry shows that they try and titillate and bring in people to somehow show their baser
And we used
character.
To talk about the moral majority, but I'm not sure we have that anymore. At
well,
least not
I pray
to
we
stand
do.
For anything.
I pray we, yeah, standing for it is the issue.
All right,
we
they've got
more
pride prayed goers in Provo, Utah than we can even get to hear a speech on liberty, by far.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Sadly, and really, and we don't have the time anyway either to discuss thoroughly, but. 30 years ago, we were able to get thousands of people together, almost at the drop of a hat, for the cause of liberty. And it's to the point, if you get 30 or 40 together, it's kind of surprising. It really has fallen off a slippery slope. And it's happening at every level, as you point out. It's the general government level, the national government, if you will. It's at the state government. It's at the county. It's at the local, the municipality. And the astonishing thing about it is everybody is selling their soul for that which doth canker. And there's a lot of things. I mean, licentiousness and immorality and wealth, power, fame, whatever people are seeking. I mean, you know, you talk about the different ways that we're selling our souls, but it's happening for a few paltry cents or pence or whatever money supply you're on. We're selling our souls for a very cheap price.
Roger that. Dr. Bradley, thank you so much for your commentary and for your stand for the sacred cause of liberty and righteousness. We will continue to do so on this program, ladies and gentlemen. We pray and hope for liberty. The only way to have true liberty is to turn to God Almighty and repent and start to hold the values that God teaches us. God save the Republic.